glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. Then encore presentations of my show. It's Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, Thursdays and Fridays on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, the Audio Path of Totality. And now, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is also the force multiplier of truth. I love that. A very special guest, David Demarest, recovering broadcast. What? Force multiplier of truth. The force multiplier of truth.
Sounded heavenly.
Well, yeah, it works. Dimitri, live and dangerously local, the force multiplier of truth.
Ethereal, even.
There you go.
Yes.
Whatever. Is that one of those Bitcoin things? I'm not sure. All right. David Demarest, recovering broadcaster, pastor guy. He is a pastor of the two churches that are still open. What are they again, please? I'm trying to help you get some customers.
Rock Hill Presbyterian.
Right.
Across the street.
Yes.
First Presbyterian, Martins Ferry.
Excellent. All right. Great. And the Brain Ball. We're here primarily for the Brain Ball. For those who don't know, David's been very open about this. He has Alzheimer's, a very, very early stage. Mm-hmm. Is that the right way to call
yes,
it?
Yes, yes.
An early stage mm-hmm. of it. And you're on this, apparently, this wonder drug that mm-hmm. they have at Rockefeller in Morgantown at mm-hmm. Ruby. Tell me about that again, please, and this whole center and everything that goes on there.
Well, it's the Rockefeller Neuroscience Institute.
Yeah.
It's its own building, and it is just a very impressive structure. When I first pulled up, I was expecting it would be in the basement of another building or something like that. No, it's its own center. And so people come from all over to that place.
All over.
For world-class care.
World-class?
World-class care.
Really?
It is some of the best in the world.
In Morgantown?
In Morgantown, yes.
Tell me about this mm-hmm. pill. Is it a pill or a shot?
It's an infusion. So it's like people get infusions of chemotherapy.
Does it hurt?
Initially, when they put the needle in, yes. But
it
takes about an hour to get the infusion.
Well, that's not bad.
So
how often do you have to do this?
Every other week.
Every other week. Yeah. All right. Well, again, if they can, and you're telling me this has, what you believe is that it has stopped the progression of your Alzheimer's, which
I feel that it has, because I haven't noticed any further decline.
Has Diane, your handler, has she noticed any decline? Or anybody else in your life noticed any decline? Because there would be...
Nobody has said that it's gotten worse.
That's good then.
But the problem is it had gotten to a certain point, and so there are annoying things that I do, forgetting important things and so forth, and the misplacing things. And the worst part is writing notes to myself and then leaving the notes behind. from one office to the other.
Well, if you have your phone with you all the time,
have my phone with me.
Well, that's why you have to keep the notes, and it'll also give you different signals for notifications.
That's if I can find my phone.
Oh, Lord. You have problems with the phone
no,
now?
No, I usually don't misplace the phone. That I tend to keep in the back pocket. But my problem is I'm the klutziest typer in the world on the phone.
Well, you don't have to do that.
Well, I can dictate it.
Exactly.
Well, then it misspells everything.
It'll be fine.
Takes the wrong word or
it's whatever. The dictation on a
close
cell
enough.
Phone is wonderful. It really is.
I'll I'll work on that.
All right. Back to the Rockefeller Center, Neurological
yes,
Center.
Yes.
You had mentioned people come from all over the world. It's that,
well,
all, is that
all,
good?
All, not, I can't say all over the world, but they do come from other states to Morgantown for treatment and to consult with the doctors there.
Okay, now you've got a new doctor there, a psychiatrist, right?
He is a neuropsychiatrist.
And what does that mean in English?
It means that he deals with the medical and pharmaceutical side of treating whatever your whatever's wrong with the brain.
Yeah.
But his focus there was to help people with Alzheimer's.
That's great. So this is the only thing that you're on, right?
Well, actually, I also take memantine, which goes by the brand name of Namenda, and donepezil, which goes by the brand name of Aricept.
What do they do?
Those are also Alzheimer's drugs. Now, please don't ask me how they work, but those have been out for at least 20, 25 years.
You need essentially a cocktail of these three?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
I take donepezil in the morning, memantine in the morning, memantine at night, and then I go every 2 weeks for the infusions of lecanemab.
Wow. And all of this is for the Brain Ball, big event coming up on, you've got the information there in the screenshot.
I do,
right?
If it wouldn't keep going dark on me. Okay. It is the third annual Brain Ball. I'm sorry. I must have been looking at an old post. Saturday, June 21st, 2025 at the Wheeling Island Hotel Casino Racetrack from 6 to 10 p.m. An inspiring evening full of purpose, fun, and community as we raise awareness and support for brain health and Alzheimer's care in the Ohio Valley. Tickets are $75 a person. Get a little discount if you come as a couple. It's $140 for a couple. It includes dinner, entertainment, and there will also be a silent auction.
Great. Now, is it a jungle theme? Is that?
A jungle theme.
What does that mean? Does that mean you have to dress in a loincloth or something, or what?
No, I'm where...
I'm not going.
It's a more formal affair, so okay, I have my purple tux.
Yes.
Diane has a very lovely purple gown.
Oh, great.
That she acquired for this.
Great. What's the entertainment? Is there a DJ or a band or anything?
You know, honestly, I didn't ask that question. I'm not a reporter anymore, Dimitri.
You knew you were going to be on with me. You knew, and you know I ask every question.
Sorry.
David, you've let me down again. You really have. But that's okay. You can make it up to me. Talk to me about Scott Fisher. When did you first meet Scott Fisher? Great guy.
I met him when he came to work for WOVK.
Yeah.
Michael St. James.
Mikey.
Good Mikey.
Man. Nice guy.
And I were doing the morning show there. Mikey was, of course, the DJ, and I would
FM
drop
country,
in to do
FM
the
country
news.
FM Country Station.
FM Country Station.
You really don't need the call letters, but go ahead.
Yeah, that FM Country Station.
Right. We're on Big Willie 105.5, just saying. Go on.
Right. Well.
Follow my lead, David. Follow my lead. Follow
yes,
my
master.
Yes, go ahead.
We were having a good old time, and then somebody, I think it was Larry Anderson, had the idea that we should bring another person on board. And, you know, if you thought that Michael St. James was entertaining.
Yes, he was. Mikey was good.
You bring in Scott Fisher,
yeah,
who added a whole new level of zany
yes,
to that. You just never knew what he was going to say. You never knew what he was going to do. And you never knew when it was going to happen, because I was supposed to be the straight man, you know,
sure,
the Les Nessman of the newsroom.
The anchor. You know,
I'm the anchor. I'm the stable one.
Exactly.
You know, I'm supposed to hold it together.
Yes.
And between the two of them, they would do everything in their power to break me up. I'll never forget the time we had a story about a cow that got loose on the jogging path in Wheeling. I don't know how it got there, but it was on the jogging path in Wheeling. And I'm trying to read the story, and I'm already thinking it's funny, so I'm trying to stifle the laughter. And all of a sudden, those two start going under their breath, so nobody at home can hear, but I can hear.
Oh, my.
And it's really hard to read a news story with tears running down your face, and trying to stifle laughter. And they also, they used to just razz Diane.
Your handler.
My wife.
Yeah. What do they say about Diane?
My wife of 41 years.
My God, she's only 41 years old. That's
No. She's been my wife for 41 years.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say she looks pretty good for 40. Well, she looks pretty good, period. But that's good, too. So how are they going on? Because she's a lovely human being. Why would they ever go after her? How could they ever go after her? That time that she was dancing at Jill's or what?
No,
They should not be holding that against her.
No, she wasn't. Oh. She never did anything like that.
Oh, well, that was just a for instance. That's all.
But they made it sound as though she was doing that. They would seize on anything. They'd say, what's Diane doing today? And I made the mistake of telling them that after we had bought our house, it was an old house that in the 1960s, the lady who owned it thought she would modernize it by painting all the beautiful woodwork.
Oh.
And so Diane decided she was going to take off the paint and she was going to refinish all the woodwork.
Good Lord.
And she did. She did. And she did a beautiful job. And I made the mistake of telling them that. And so they immediately seized on it and said, oh, so Diane's a stripper. She's stripping. No, she's taking paint off the woodwork.
Okay.
Oh, she's a... And she went to work that afternoon at the bank and walked in, and all the workers there said, we heard your... She never lived it down. Her customers would say, what's this your husband was talking about? That was the kind of stuff that they did all the time.
A good guy. All the time. Very good guy off there.
So funny.
Yeah. He was very helpful with me as well, even though he wasn't on my show. He was just a good, decent man from Barnesville?
Barnesville? Out around the Barnesville area.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he passed a few days ago.
Yes, last week.
What can you tell me about him, his family, any background stuff?
His wife is Sandy.
Yeah.
And they... were married, I believe, for 21 years.
Wow.
And I was just talking to her yesterday, and she said he was always funny.
Yeah.
Now, I try to be a funny guy. I don't know that I'm really all that funny, but I try to be a funny guy, and I know that can be wearing on our spouses. You're giving me that look like you know what I'm talking about, Dimitri.
I'm just listening. Listening to David finish the story because I got a hard break coming up here.
I know Leslie, and I know she's a long-suffering wife.
A lot of people say that. A lot of people, you'd be amazed how many people say that. You'd be amazed. Anyway, so you want to finish the story about how you tried to cheer up this poor widow?
Well, there's really no cheering up somebody like that.
What did you do? What did you try to do?
Well, I just talked to her about the service that... we're going to have on Thursday. Mm-hmm. So
no jokes in this service. Or
yes, there will be jokes in the service. There will be funny stories. There will be jokes.
Do you have any audio? Does anybody have any audio of some of his work?
Oh goodness. I wish I did. I can't think of
who might have some audio of his work. Would Johnny O have any? I wonder.
Johnny might.
It'd be great.
Steve Crow used to be part of that.
Okay, Steve's great guy.
And I don't know how to get a hold of Steve.
Facebook. He's on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Maybe he's got some.
I would hope, because that'd be wonderful, just playing some of his bits.
Wait a second. I just remember, I've got a reel-to-reel tape of the best of the Morning Madness.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I just remembered. I've got it, but I don't know where it is. It's somewhere in my office at home.
Jeez.
Yeah,
okay. That's right. You got Alzheimer's. I keep forgetting. Yeah, exactly. I keep forgetting. But okay, it's in your office at home, so you should be able to find this.
I've seen it recently.
All right. Well, then this is going to be great. This is wonderful. We can have somebody turn it, you know, from tape to, you know.
I'm sorry, it's copywritten.
So what? Since when has that ever stopped you?
Yeah. Well, that big radio conglomerate might sue us.
Yeah, no, I don't mind. That's okay. More with David Demarest, recovering broadcaster, pastor guy, and also battling and winning the battle against Alzheimer's. We'll talk more about the brain ball and some other issues as well. That's coming up next.